Welcome back to Trainer Talk, and a man who's going to have a big say in how the punters are going to go out there at Moonee Valley today is Darren Weir. Morning, Darren.
Hey, Greg.
Very well, thank you. Big hand again and some top numbers, but gee, the one we all want to hear about the most, I suppose, is Brave Smash after that incredible run in the Regal Roller. How's he come through?
Seems to be good, Greg. He's done a nice piece of work on Monday morning. Wasn't asked to do a lot, but nice and free in the action. He seems to look a bit better since his first up run, so I guess there's no excuses from our end.
He just dwelt at the start that little bit, didn't he, which might have even cost him a win.
Yeah, he just got into an awkward spot then, and, had to sort of dart back into the inside where probably the sort of, the races would have probably been won by coming out, but it's just one of those unfortunate things, no one's fault, but the horse ran great, and let's hope he can run well again today.
Yeah, his wins in Japan were over longer distances. Is there any query about him staying at 1,200 metres today?
Yeah, maybe, but I'm not really sure, to be honest, but, he seems to be well and sort of was sharp enough on Monday morning, so I don't think the 1,200 is a problem, but, looking forward to sort of stretching him out, and I'm not sure how far he'll get, but he'll at least run a mile, I reckon.
When you look at a five-year-old stallion that hasn't won a race for 700 days, normally you wouldn't be keen about taking odds on about him, but he's pretty tight today.
Yeah, that's a bit of a risk, isn't it? I was listening to Dean Lester the other day, actually, and he mentioned that, and I guess it is a little worry, but I guess if he comes to the races like he did his first up with just a smidgen of improvement, well, it looks a nice age for him.
Yeah, and he's showing he still wants to race.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's a beautiful sound, not an overly big horse, but a very good sort of horse. And, all the signs are fine at home, Greg. So, he's just a horse that really appreciates just poking around down at the beach, and he's very well in himself. And, they don't do a lot of galloping, but do a lot of other work, and he seems to enjoy it.
And you've got the despised brother in there as well, Hel Devino. Is he going to fire? Yeah. Is he going to show something?
Oh, well, he needs to at some stage, but I think he'll need today. He's just a very hard horse to get really fit, so I think he'll benefit from the run today. I think he'll run well, but after today, hopefully things will start going a bit better.
Okay, we'll have a rip through your other runners as a big hand there, and in the first, See the Sparkle. Is he really trying?
Yeah, that looked a bit that way the other day. She looked like she sort of won the race, presented at the right time, sort of hit the front, but had a decent blow when she come back after the race. So maybe we were just a bit soft on her. So she certainly looks great today. So she looks a bit harder and fitter. So hopefully she runs a bit better, Greg.
Okay. Iberdeen in the third race had a few issues when he looked like he was going to loom into the race at one stage here at Flemington.
Yeah, it looked that way, and he just doesn't appreciate the firmer ground, so that's why we're obviously targeted this race at Moonee Valley, just a little bit more forgiving, because his best form's probably should be winning a better race than this, really. He's got some great form, but he's certainly a horse that doesn't appreciate firmer track, so just having a look at him at the Valley, and hopefully he runs a bit better, Greg.
Okay, now race four, Killarney Kid's the pick of your three, no doubt, with Moon over Manhattan having to come out, unfortunately.
Yeah, and he just had a bit of a foot this morning. A bit of a pulse in the foot and was a bit uncomfortable in his action, so I don't think it'll be too serious, but one of those unfortunate things that happens on race day.
Killarney Kid, the hope of the site. I see he bolted in a hurdle trial the other day.
Yeah, he loves the jumping, so we just thought we'd send him down there and just do something different with him. And he's in great shape. He's got a bit of weight to carry, but he's the pick of those three for sure.
Okay, we go over to race five, of course, and you've got Hellbent returning from a spell here. Is he forward enough first up?
He worked well on Monday morning. He'll benefit from the run. It looks a pretty good race to me, this race, but he'll get a nice run. He won't be in the early speed battle. He'll be back in the back half, and hopefully he's finding the line all right for later on, Vic.
Well, he's won 3 out of 5 first up. Is he a winning chance in that, or are we looking for him a little bit later on?
Probably need a run or two for later on, but, you know, on his record, he has got a good first up record, but probably not against this sort of company.
Okay, you've taken Limestone out of the 6. We've spoken about Brave Smash, race 8. Got a couple of runners here in Star Exhibit and Articus. They've both got to be good chances and better for their first up runs, no doubt.
Yep, both horses are in great shape. Articus has got a good second up record. He looks great in himself. You know, it's only racing that's going to continue to bring him on now. Really happy with him. Should get a nice run. And Star Exhibit was probably a little disappointing first up. But the 3 weeks between runs, we've been able to do a fair bit with him. And I'm sure he'll run a lot better today. He's quite a nice horse, Star Exhibit.
And you finish with 3 runners in the last, Big Duke, Raw Impulse, and I'm Feeling Lucky.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with the way Big Duke and Raw Impulse are going. They'll obviously keep Bennis from racing, but they're on track for hopefully being competitive in better races after this. So Big Duke's, he's sort of, obviously we're heading on down a sort of Caulfield Cup path, I guess, but he's sort of probably more realistically a Mernie Valley Cup sort of chance. So he's definitely on track, and Raw Impulse will benefit from the run. And I thought I'm Feeling Lucky was a bit plain first up, but Craig Rader, and he was actually quite happy with the run, and he said she just had no luck. So it's interesting to see how she goes today.
Okay, and what's your pick of the Mernie Valley Stampede?
Oh, I liked it. Like, obviously, nothing really stands out apart from Brave Smash, but I think See the Sparkle and Star Exhibit are good each way chances.
Okay, and you'll have just about every favourite in Adelaide. What's the pick of the bunch over there?
Yeah, well, it looks like a nice team over there, but it doesn't always work like that, Greg, as you know. But a couple of really nice horses going over there. Obviously, Quillista's a nice horse. And Cal Storm's in sort of rare form, I guess. He's a very fit, sound horse. And the sting out of the ground will help him too, so he's probably the pick of them.
Okay, that's a big hand in 2 states, and good luck out there, Darren.
All right, thanks, Greg.